All right, here we go. This is for, what, the AFC title or a Super Bowl? Or just Raiders, just beating the Raiders. If we won two games a year and it was both against the Raiders, that's a successful season.
That's a great season.
That's a great season. Right, here we go.
That's it.
It's just barely. Just barely. But we'll take it. Three's three.
That's
three's
it.
Three. Growing up at Overland Park was an amazing experience. I always felt very lucky that I grew up there. It was the Rockwellian picture of what America, you know, was or should be, I guess.
I'd moved around a lot before I moved here.
I remember when I was in fourth grade, I think, I asked for football pads for Christmas and I got them. And then I spent all Christmas, it was freezing outside, but I didn't care. I went outside and just would tackle trees or run around and dive for catches. And
I loved living here. I moved here when I was in kindergarten, and I moved close to the Oak Park Mall. And I lived here for about a year and a half, then we had to move to California for a few years, and then back to Kansas City, because my dad used to work for TWA, and TWA's hub was here. Mom. I can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on, Mom. That's my mom. I swear, she's like, I love her to death, but just come on, Mom. I'm on Chiefs television. There she is talking to Rob Riggle over at the sandwich station. You want to know what it was?
In Kansas City.
All right, man. This is what, growing up in Kansas City, rough. It's a rough and tumble existence.
Paul always performed for us. There was always a show at bedtime and antics every day. My husband was probably the funniest guy I've ever met. Paul comes a very close second. Whether it was, you know, come for dinner now, I'm coming right down, wasn't coming right down. Come down now, I'll be down in a second. I want you down now. Coming down stark naked and wet because he had just gotten out of the shower, but sat down with a glass kitchen table, you know, to eat naked. And, you know, we find those things hysterical. I'm sure a lot of people are offended, but we kind of have a little bit of sick humor in our house.
Well, I was a football fan, first and foremost, and I think I remember our first Chiefs game, and I think that was the fall of 75. When I was a kid playing, I played defensive end. So Art Still was always, I loved Art Still because he was a defensive end. And he was just this big, massive dude who just wrecked people.
I'm Art Still, and I still wreck people funny, man.
I went to KU. And I was a theater and film major at KU. When you're a theater and film major at KU or any college, when you graduate, you're going to be a waiter or a bartender. That's just the way it is. You just don't graduate from college and then go start acting in movies.
Well, when I was in high school, I went to Shawnee Mission West, and I was going to maybe try and go to an art school. You know, right when I got there, I thought, no, I want to be an actor. And so I got very focused as I started taking theater classes, and then left Kansas and went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. We lived in California for about 5 years, and then I got a big break in the movie Clueless.
You get upset if someone thinks you live below Sunset.
I'm always wrong, right?
Such a brat. I can't believe I'm taking advice from someone who watches cartoons.
Be quiet, you idiot.
Seemingly everywhere, Paul's career spanned the entertainment universe. And this small-town prodigy sights were set sky high.
Can I take your order?
A large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean a large.
Venti is large.
No, venti is 20.
Danny.
Yeah, large is large. In fact, tall is large, and grande is Spanish for large. Venti's the only one that doesn't mean large. It's also the only one that's Italian. Congratulations, you're stupid in three languages.
Likewise, KU classmate and funny man Rob Riggle set his goals to new heights.
But I also had my pilot's license when I was in undergrad. And so I got a guaranteed flight contract with the Marine Corps. So when I graduated from KU, I took my commission as a second lieutenant and went into the Marine Corps and started flying for them. And I always wanted to try comedy and acting, you know? I always wanted to try it. And I knew that if I continued flying, I wouldn't get that opportunity. So I had to make a tough decision and I quit flying. I fulfilled my ground contract and then I pursued comedy and acting, and that's how I ended up where I am now. And I'm still in the reserves of the United States Marine Corps.
Eventually, this Marine became a student of comedy. Hard work and dedication paved his way through the improv scene with such groups as Respecto Montalban and the Upright Citizens Brigade, and eventually would pay off.
And then eventually I got a shot at Saturday Night Live.
Rob Riggle!
Boom, big score. And then after Saturday Night Live, I did The Daily Show in New York for 3 years. And in that, during that time, I was also doing movies.
Pow! Are you saying pow?
In the face! In the face!
No! I want to go!
Let's go to Vegas. We'll all get drunk and
Not up in here!
Why does he keep doing that?
Pow, pow!
I live out in L.A. now, and I'm a full-time actor, comedian, and trying to make a living.
It's 2011, and yet you can still go to a game and catch a guy in 1991 Zuma pants.
Yeah.
I mean, it says a lot.
Yeah.
It just speaks volumes. And they still have probably 10 years of barbecue stains right in this general area from where they did this a lot.
Yeah. Blending in with the tiger stripes.
Thinking it blends in.
Yeah, yeah.
With the tiger stripes.
Or not even caring.
No.
You know what I've noticed about Kansas City? I have a theory about Kansas City.
Please.
And that is, at any time, you will be able to find Bad to the Bone on a radio station. I think like it's a secret that people have so few people have caught on to. Yeah. If there's ever a moment that Bad to the Bone is not playing on a Kansas City radio station.
Bad to the Bone and just in general Bachman Turner Overdrive.
BTO.
BTO.
Yeah.
You can count on BTO in Kansas City.
Because in Kansas City, they are taking care of business. And they are working overtime.